SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to SBS News.
Small businesses in Australia are still absorbing the hits from 12 interest rate hikes since May last year. Luke Actestrade is the CEO of the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, which represents businesses employing 6.8 million workers, half Australia's workforce. He says it's been a tough year for small businesses and some haven't been able to survive.
Rental costs, even insurance premiums going up as well. So it's a bit of a perfect storm. You know, and sometimes there's a bit of a lag effect with those rate rises as well, where people are still trying to absorb those rate rises. And a lot of, you know, individuals and mortgage holders potentially rolling off their fixed interest mortgage, you know, this month or next month. So I think there's still a bit of pain to come. And for a lot of small businesses, as resilient as they are and constantly looking for new ways to delight their customers, I think the next 3 to 6 months for some of them will really just be survival mode and try and keep the lights on. And already anecdotally, we're getting feedback from the ground of that a lot of small businesses simply having to reduce their hours. So, you know, hair salons that might have been a 7-day-a-week operation have dropped to 5 days a week or 4 days a week because they simply can't absorb these costs. And in many cases, small businesses simply deciding it's not worth the fight anymore and handing back their ABNs and actually ceasing to trade.
Mr. Actestrade says he and others in the small business community are hoping to see interest rates remain on hold for a second month in a row, and also a clear explanation of what to expect over the next 6 months.
Looking to see what the RBA does and really wanting to understand, you know, what's their messaging, what's the plan ahead. And I think we're having a really big productivity conversation in this country where you've got an incoming governor of the RBA, you know, and Philip Lowe as well on his way out, really stressing the importance of productivity in our economy, and to really get that, you know, charging, because getting that economic indicator right, I think, is really the only way the RBA will feel they've got room to, you know, potentially, you know, bring rates back down into, you know, what might be a more sustainable level. So, look, small business is up for that conversation. Small business employs 7 million people in Australia, and it's a big driver of economic output and a really big lever for productivity in the economy.
The headline inflation rate is coming down faster than expected, dropping to 6% in the year to June. But it's still above the Reserve Bank's target range of between 2 and 3%. Economist Stephen Kokoulis is the Managing Director of Market Economics. He says he's expecting to see rates put on hold when the Reserve Bank Board meets for the August decision.
The consensus from economists and financial markets are pretty evenly split at the moment. Look, in my view, I think the inflation numbers that we saw last week, plus those retail sales numbers, which were very weak for the month of June, say to me that the RBA doesn't need to go, that the economy is slowing down, inflation is falling, and while we would all wish it to be sooner and get that inflation and cost of living pressures back under control more quickly, it's certainly happening. So pausing for 1 month doesn't mean that the rate hiking cycle is over. It's just giving them time to digest whether the inflation momentum is actually coming out of the economy.
Of the 36 economists surveyed by Reuters, 20 say they expect the central bank to raise the interest rate by 25 basis points to 4.35%, the highest level in nearly 12 years. Financial markets have put the chance of that happening at 20%. Mr. Kokoulis says another rate hike might be on the cards before the year is out.
There's a couple of the issues that were really dear to their mind when they were pausing in recent months were the fact that they wanted to see inflation falling. It is. They were worried about the growth momentum in the economy, and it is clearly slowing down. So those two factors alone say to me, no change, but they'll probably say, look, we may still be required to deliver one more hike if next month we don't get those inflation readings coming down yet again.
Independent economist Chris Richardson says the global trends suggest we're turning the corner and coming out on the other side of the inflation challenge, although he says it does not rule out future interest rate rises.
In particular, as China slows, it is sending an increasing deflationary pulse around the world. But Australia went into the current surge of inflation later than, and almost 6 months later than a bunch of other places. Chances are that although the news will get better pretty rapidly here too, it's not yet a done deal that inflation is under control here. And the other thing is, even though inflation I'm expecting will come down relatively fast, it will be a slower downswing in interest rates, I'm afraid. Here and around the world, the central banks, including our Reserve Bank, will be trying to make as sure as they can that the inflation genie is back in the bottle.
Some economists are warning that any more rate rises could increase the risk of recession. Dr. John Hawkins at the University of Canberra says it's a delicate balancing act.
Governor Phil Lowe has used the expression treading a narrow path, and I think that's right. So they've got to get interest rates up enough and quickly enough to get inflation down, but not trigger a recession, not lead to a big rise in unemployment. And so far they seem to be doing that. Inflation is coming down steadily, back towards what we want it to be. If inflation gets back to their 2 to 3% target by 2025, that will be okay. But if any later than that, you'd risk people's expectations of inflation switching to expecting high inflation and their behaviour changing as a result of that, and then risking inflationary spirals. So you don't want that. Unemployment is likely to still increase, but hopefully not by that much.
Luke Achterstrad from the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia says he hopes there is a stronger focus on another tactic to tackle inflation, longer-term structural reforms to the economy coming from labour productivity. He says things to consider include cutting red tape for small businesses and optimising skilled migration to help fill labour shortages.
The reality is small businesses are crying out for workers. You know, in June, unemployment hit, 3.5%. which I think is the lowest since 1975. Now, that surprised a lot of economists, but I'll tell you this for free. It didn't surprise any small businesses who are struggling for workers and just cannot find them, come hell or high water. So skilled migrants have a role to play. Australia is an amazing place to live, work and play. So we're really, wanting to work with the government to bring in, chefs, cooks, people in hospitality to really fill a lot of those gaps, particularly in our regions. Big opportunity there to bring in the right talent at the right place at the right time to really help the economy get back on track.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.